The previous two, Kinyanei Torah, Shimush Tamidei Chachamim, having a Rebbe, and Dikduk Chaverim, having peers with whom one can come to clarity of what the Rebbe was saying, are followed by Pilpul HaTalmidim. Number 12 of the Kinyanei Torah is about having not just the Rebbe and peers to learn with, but also Talmidim, having students. The Midrash Shemuel explains that this is parallel to the well-known Ma'amar Chazal of Hare Torah Lamati Mirabotai. I learned a lot of Torah from my Rebbeim, and a lot from my Chaverim, but Umi Talmidai Yoter Mikulam. I learned the most from my Talmidim, and therefore these three Kinyanei Torah go in line with that Ma'amar Chazal. And the Maharal explains that it's because the Rebbe teaches the Chochmah, the Chaverim, the peers, come to clarity, they determine what's the main idea, what's the core of what the Rebbe is saying. And the Talmidim come, and they hear me, the secondary source, the Rebbe, their Rebbe, but the peer of the Talmid of the previous Rebbe, say the idea, and they sharpen the idea for the Rebbe. That's the purpose of Pilfu Talmidim. The sharp analysis of Talmidim is necessary for Kinyan HaTorah. The Gemara says in Masechet Ta'anit that Torah is like Eitz HaChaim. Because just like you need another piece of wood to be on fire to light this one, so too, Ketanim are Mechadidim the Gedolim. Younger Talmidim sharpen the older Rebbe. They light the Rebbe on fire. Rav Ovadia Yosef used to cite the Talmidim's Svarim when he would write his Teshuvot. Even though he could say the same thing on his own, when he saw that one of his Talmidim would say it, he quoted it from his Talmud as well. He even quotes his children in their Svarim in Halacha Berurah, in Yalkut Yosef, for example. And when he had manuscripts of Svarim that he was going to put out, he would ask his grandchildren to review them for him. Not that he needed their brains. He had much more than everybody else. But he wanted their minds to look over the words and see how they could sharpen it even more. The koach ha-pilpul, not just having talmidim but being the mefalpil with them to analyze very carefully and sharply, clarifies and sharpens the point to the finest of details. It's, according to some, it's even the most important of all of the kinyanim, this one, because we uncover so much from our pilpul of Torah. The Gemara says that Otniel ben Kenaz was able to restore thousands of halachot that were forgotten during the mourning over Moshe Rabbeinu. And, of course, we're only discussing Pilpul Shel Emet here, not things that are not Emet, but that's a discussion for another time. The fact is that Pilpul is so critical to Torah learning and a Torah way of life that it's one of the questions that one is asked in Shamayim, according to the Gemara in Shabbat. Pilpalta b'chokhmah. Not just did you learn Torah, nori mefalpel b'torah, to clarify with a sharp analysis of what the Torah is saying. Now, these two things together, Talmidim and Pilpul, are the responsibility of every Rebbe. A person is chayav to teach Talmidim, v'hodatam l'vanecha l'vnei v'anecha, v'shinantam l'vanecha, v'limatem otam. The Torah says so many times that a person has to teach his children, and the Gemara says, Talmidim are banim, banim are Talmidim. A person has to, his students are like his own children. But that doesn't mean that the Rebbe can teach whatever he wants, and whatever is in his best interest. The Chatam Sofer, and I've heard Rosh Hechter say this many times, the Chatam Sofer emphasizes that the Rebbe should not be thinking about himself at all when he's deciding what to teach and how to teach. His only concern should be his Talmidim. He'll learn less in more time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless him to make up for the time he spends teaching by having an extra special heavenly assistance, Siyata Dishmaya, in his own learning when he has time to learn, that will make him cover the same amount of ground that he would have covered if he had just been learning on his own without teaching students. The idea is that a Rebbe has to be, based on the Pasuk in Malachi, he has to be Domel Malach Hashem Tzvaot, that he has to be just like a Malach, an angel, just like an angel does not move, and he stands there, he's stationed and ready to do the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too the Rebbe has to be ready to stand still and not grow, so that he can service Hashem and Hashem's students. And only then, as Torah Yivakshu Mipiyu, Then they'll ask for Torah from him. That's what a Rebbe is supposed to do. Now, that's not that it's the Rebbe's loss. Even the teaching itself is so beneficial to the Rebbe, because Pilpul, the sharpness and sharpening of his Torah learning, is so critical to the Rebbe's own growth. That when when a person has to bring himself down to another person's level and articulate his ideas in a concise and thought-provoking way, it makes him grow and understand even more deeply. And the Gemara relates how Rabbi Yochanan would anticipate his Talmidim's questions, and he would be upset if they didn't ask questions, because he knew that that was the ikar of Torah learning. The halakha would further be elucidated through his questions. It's so important to a Rebbe to have Talmidim. If a Rebbe could be very farsighted, he could have his minds on grand ideas, but be missing the ideas that are in front of him, explains Rav Toledano. He needs a Talmid who's not able to focus on the grand ideas, who's very nearsighted, to help the Rebbe maintain a 20/20 vision, both far and near. Finally, the Gemara in Yidah has an opinion that the halakha follows Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, halakha k'Rabbi Mechavero, because Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi taught many Talmidim. So the halakha was sharpened under his tutelage, and therefore the halakha follows him. It's to the Rebbe's benefit to teach Talmidim, because having Talmidim means that he will grow so much that the halakha will turn in his favor when he takes a position. In fact, this is not just a nice idea. The Shutz Beit David, David of Salonika, one of the great poskim, writes the halakha l'maaseh, how he applies this to a certain machloket poskim. Therefore, it behooves us to seek opportunities when the time is right for us to teach Talmidim, because it's part of our own personal Kinyan Torah, and it's our God-given responsibility. A person who has the Chochmah should share it with the world. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen.